Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to the Sans Fans Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello, it's me, Hayden.
It's him, Hayden.
Whoa.
Oh, and who's this guy?
Oh,
is that,
God.
Could it be Jackson Bailey?
Oh my God, it is me. Yeah, I am here. Mm. I am here.
And today we're talking dancing.
Oh, dancing. Nice.
Ah, I thought we were talking about dancing.
Oh, well.
Do you say dancing or dancing? You'd say dancing, probably.
Do it. Do how I say dancing.
I just did.
Oh, I just said.
No. Hang on. Dancing.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm dancing.
Dancing.
Hello. Dancing. I'm going for a dance.
A dance.
Dance.
A dance.
I didn't used to sound this fucked up.
You used to sound more fucked
worse.
Up, I think.
Yeah,
you're sounding more and more normal.
That's good. As long as I'm trending towards normality.
Yeah, I'll you're careening it. Down into a nosedive.
Yeah.
How do you say pool?
I say pool.
Pool. I realized the other day I say pool. I take way too long to say pool.
Yeah.
Pool.
Pool.
Like, that went forever.
I could have swum a whole pool in that
pool.
Time.
Pool.
How do you pool. Say?
Did you say yours with three O's? Is that what's happening?
Get out of the pool.
That does. Why are you doing that? Say it as quick as you can, but like realistically.
Pool.
Yeah, pool.
That's normal.
Pool. Pool.
But if I say pool normally, it takes
yeah, you do
long.
It for 3 hours.
I don't know why pools are so long.
How do you say the opposite of push?
Pull.
Is that what the issue is? Do you spell pull with two O's?
Pull. I'm going to pull the
okay,
pool.
That was... Okay. That was pretty normal.
I think I am normal.
Do you have a go-to dance move, Jackson?
I don't know.
We were flossing before. You were pretty good at flossing.
I was flossing. I think you taught me how to floss, Cass.
I did.
I'm indebted to you for that.
Anytime. Because you did a good floss. We just had an impromptu floss contest and
yeah.
You lost. You won. Sorry, Hayden lost. Hayden wasn't flossing properly.
I've been intentionally flossing wrong as a joke. I think it's really funny. Because you know how when you're flossing, you sort of put one arm behind and one arm in front. I just go all in front. And I'm just wiggling my arms to the front.
Well,
it's really funny to me.
My favorite dancing story about me dancing is during a Sans Pants Christmas party. I was dancing and I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And I remember Cass turning to me and being like, hey, no offense, but you dance like, or like, I mean this in the best way or something, but you dance like a slut.
You do dance like a slut.
It is the highest compliment I've ever received.
Yeah.
I remember your face. You were so happy. I was like, I'm so glad I voiced my thoughts just now.
Yeah. Yeah, you big time dance like a slut.
I dance like a huge slut. I was at Zamet and Sim's wedding in the UK. I was doing slut drops all over the place. I love doing a slut drop.
And you're good at them.
Going down, ass in the air. That's probably my go-to dance move. Although, at another wedding we were at recently, I was dancing like Frankenstein. Do you remember that, Cass?
That is like your arms out.
No, I just had like my rhythm. Like I left my rhythm at home that day.
Oh yeah, all parts of your body could only move on like a horizontal or vertical axis or something.
But completely out of time.
I was fucked. I don't know what was wrong. with me. I was two in my own head, and Cass and Zaman were yelling at me.
Yeah, you're trying
to
do something.
Stop dancing like a freak. Dance normal.
You were trying to make like some sort of rolling move with your body,
yeah.
And your shoulders would go, and then it's like there was a beat, and then your hips would have a crack, but there was no round. It was all kicking, no boba.
It was a mess. I had to stop dancing. I had to let everyone else do it that night. Be like, it's not my night. Yeah, it was grim.
Someone tag me out. Tag me out.
Tag
I'm
me
on the
out.
Bench.
I'm not doing it. I forgot how to dance.
Point me to the buffet. I'm sitting.
We have an important update as well, Jackson.
We do. This is important.
Last time you were on, except for the road trip episodes.
Yeah.
But the time before that. Or maybe it was a time previous to that.
Yeah.
But
at some point.
We've talked many times about the goo.
Yeah, the goo is really the sort of through line to these episodes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you haven't heard or you forgotty, the goo is
forgotty.
Yeah, spaghetti or forgotty.
If you're a forgetty spaghetti.
Well, if you're a forgotto blotto, okay, so Jackson, you live
near a goo. Yeah, so near my house.
No, you live near a goo. I think that's all we need to say.
Well, so there's a mysterious goo that appears sort of in seemingly at random on a corner near my house.
Okay, you're saying seemingly at random?
Yeah.
It's under a tree.
Well, okay. The location is the same.
Yeah.
But okay. The time is at random. It's not like I can be like, oh, you know, this has happened. The tree's going to goo today. And I don't even know if the goo and the tree are related. But it does always drop underneath the tree. And it kind of looks like I described it in possibly the first time I talked about it, like an inside out rat.
Yes,
that is
that's
exactly
how
you described
it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch it. It just stopped. After you were like, I need to see it, just stopped. And then recently, the goo was back. And I took a photo and I sent it to the two of you.
Have you seen the goo, Cass? Here's the goo.
What do you think the goo is?
We'll put it on our Twitter,
at
ShutUpASec. If you want to see a picture or four pictures of the goo, it looks very different
angles.
From each angle.
I
think you said the same photo twice. So there's three photos of the goo. There's a top-down version, a side version, and then another top-down version. Did you hit it with a stick?
No.
These are all very different looking goos.
I didn't touch it.
Is
this one lump of goo?
I think it was.
They all look impossibly different.
They do look impossibly different. One looks very wet. One looks very dark. And the third one looks like it's drying out.
It looks like you've mushed it around with a stick.
The third one.
No, it's the same goo.
What? The third one from
it's
that
just
angle.
Different angles.
Have you seen like those ads where they like pull out the insides of nappies and show what they look like when you let them absorb water?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's what the goo looks
it
like a little
look
bit.
That, yeah.
Do you have any theories now that you've seen the goo?
I mean,
because initially we thought sap, but that's not what sap looks like. Sap's
no,
not
it's
that
not.
Wet.
Well, the thing is, each theory I have. I look at this first photo, and it kind of looks like someone's hucked up a loogie. And I'm like, hucked up a loogie. Then I look at the third photo, I'm like, that looks completely different to a loogie, and it looks different from itself. I can't figure it out.
I'm 99% sure it's all the same goo.
So
I guess there is a slim possibility.
Well, because it was a while ago that I took the photos. But I remember there only being one lump. There might have been multiple
lump
lumps, but I think I only took a photo of one of the lumps.
But
okay,
if I'd taken a photo of multiple, I would have taken a wider shot to show you all of the
Also, how big is it? It's hard to gauge how big it is.
I should have put down like a coin for comparison.
Yeah.
There's different leaves in every shot of the goo. I think you might have been photographing different because
there has
really,
to be multiple goos.
The really wet one has like a rock in it and the end of a leaf.
Yeah.
And then the really like mid one has one leaf stuck to the side.
But I kind of remember there being a sort of central goo and then like slightly smaller, not even worth photographing goos sort of satelliting it.
Satellite goos.
Yeah, there's some satellite goos.
It kind of looks like mushed up berries or something, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Some kind of berry puree or fermented
maybe
berry.
Do birds vomit?
No. Well, maybe. You know, rats don't vomit. That's why rat poison works on them, because they just can't vomit.
And why we
up.
Can eat as much rat poison as we want. Yeah,
yeah, they'll let us.
Because we'll just spew it all up. No damage taken.
Jackson, the first goo you submitted a photo of is completely translucent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to be different goos.
These are different goos.
I don't know that they're different goos.
Goo 2 and 3.
I think they're also, the ground around them is completely different
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the
I
landscape
think.
Changes around the goo.
It's hard to tell because you've taken the photo so close up. Is it on a rock or is it on the footpath?
It's on the pavement. It's on the
okay,
footpath.
Okay, right,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, at Shut Up A Second on Twitter. Have a look at the photos of the goo. Let us know what do you think the goo is.
Two questions. Is it three goos?
It would have been maybe a more solvable mystery if you'd taken a picture of what's surrounding the goo. You know, what kind of tree is it?
It's just paper. Well, I don't know the kind of tree. I couldn't say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's no way to tell or take a photo.
I think there are other trees of that variety on my street, and none of them have a goo under them.
Mm.
I think maybe it's a bird doing like a special shit.
Do you think it's a mating ritual? Wait, do you mean
shit?
Special shit is in its actual shit or it's doing something weird?
Doing something weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it's taking some sort of special shit.
No, yes.
Wait. Oh. So is the goo shit, do you think?
Yeah, but like a special shit yeah, that it's okay. doing, yeah.
Some kind of, like a mating shit.
Yeah, I don't know, birds. So.
Yeah, well, some birds, there's that bird that collects blue stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's birds that do goo shit.
Like, I don't know, because it does have like a berry like.
It does look berry-ish, yeah.
Yeah, something like it's mushed up food or something, yeah.
Well, maybe, are there any nests? Because maybe a mama bird's trying to feed baby bird and misses.
Oh, that's a good theory. I'll have a look next time I'm in the
area.
Wait,
that means birds can throw up. Isn't their whole thing throwing up?
Oh, yeah, their whole thing's throwing up.
Well, do they throw up or do they just chew it up?
It's regurgitating.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're doing they don't have teeth. They can't hold it in their beaks and get it all mushy.
I bet someone's going to know exactly what that goo is.
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, me too.
We gotta let this die like the goo.
Is there, you know, is there a bird that collects blue?
Yeah.
Bowerbirds.
Bowerbirds. How do they get on before, like, plastic?
Because like flowers and stuff?
There's not that many blue flowers. There's not much blue stuff in nature.
Yeah, I imagine
their nests were pretty not so nesty before.
Yeah, right. Maybe there's like one blue flower or something.
It's also weird to try and think about how that evolved because, like, was green not working?
Well, too much green.
Everything's green.
Well, then what about red?
Too much red.
Like, or yellow or something?
I think because
blue is rarer. Blue's
red. So
blue's rare
sense.
In nature if you exclude the sky and the ocean.
But a bird can't put the sea
that's
in
two
its
things.
Nest.
That's true. Yeah, it's only two things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's like, yeah, I think there must be some blue flowers, but.
But yeah, but I guess not enough.
Some blue
and
beetles.
So it does stand out.
Is blue dye from beetles still, or is that red?
Red's
is that all?
From beetles.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy the amount of beetles we.
Blue's
crush.
From a mineral,
wild.
Isn't it?
It's crazy.
Isn't all blue cobalt?
Oh, maybe.
Cobalt. I like the way you say it.
Cobalt.
Cobalt. Like how English people say stuff.
Cobalt.
It's cobalt.
It's cobalt.
Oh, it's cobalt, isn't it?
It's cobalt. Oh, it's cobalt.
Oh, I see. I've touched some cobalt. Do you know that if you touch... Okay, now this is a science fact that I saw in a TikTok, I reckon, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and remember it good. So if you touch cobalt, it's fine. But then you become super allergic to cobalt.
Oh, so the next time
straight
you touch
away,
cobalt,
so the next time you touch it, you get a rash or something.
Whoa,
and then you're allergic to it forever.
That's crazy.
That
you'll get one free
touch. I think it's partly true.
Are you having thoughts about that now that you're saying it out loud for the first time in
Yeah, obviously.
Years?
But here's the thing. Everything I say, I'm like, is that right? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I always said that my greatest sort of gift to the world is making people look bad at parties.
Oh, I love that.
They say, oh, this thing.
Hey, did you know you're allergic to cobalt?
Yeah.
And they're like, to what?
They're like, sorry.
First off, it's cobalt.
And second off, where did you hear this? And then you got to be like, oh, from a pot. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Nowhere.
What do you think's a good... What's some good misinformation we can spread? Let's try and we'll take it to other podcasts.
Yeah,
that's
a good
idea. Sound
believable,
but interesting enough. Has to be believable, and has to be interesting enough that people will spread it at parties.
And it needs to be...
And it also has to be embarrassing when they realize it's
and the
wrong.
Kind of thing people can easily look up. You know?
Yeah, but it has to be so easy to look up that you would just think, why would someone lie to me
about
it?
Yeah.
But it can't be too interesting. Like, my first thoughts are about, you know, that cat disease that... Like,
oh, yeah.
Cat disease?
Yeah,
the one that people get if they have cats?
Yeah, you get it if you have cats, and it does different things to different species. So if wolves get the cat's disease, the disease tries to... No, the disease tries to survive by having someone eat it after the body's dead. So what the disease does is... lower the inhibitions of the host in the dog, which is really good for wolves because then they become the leaders of the pack because they take better risks. But they don't know how it affects humans yet. But people say that it makes them like cats. And my first thought is, oh, we should find an answer to that. And we
Makes them like cats?
That's apparently the thinking, is that it makes you like your cat more.
Because
right?
you've got cat disease.
Yeah,
or
so
is that why cats
cat?
Are domesticated and why you can pet cats? Because they've got the disease too. They've got docile cat disease.
We can say that. Do you reckon that's the one we can say?
Yeah.
No, I think if you get the cat disease... you get boners 5% more.
Yeah, I think that's. I think I was just thinking. Then I'm like, any lie I tell, I got to. I don't know if I can spread it on any other Sandspans podcast because I will immediately be called out by Zaman or Dusha. There's no way a lie can survive in that environment.
If you have a cat, you can get a bone of 5%
easier. What, Jackson? And then Dusha will have already looked it up. No, you can't, you idiot.
Yeah.
And I got to be like, Cousin Hayden.
That one's an easy one because he'll be like, nah, look, it doesn't say this. Like, yeah, it doesn't say that you can't.
That's true.
You know?
Mm. And I think also it's important to give a sort of hazy source of the information.
Yeah.
So if you can be like, no, I read it in an article.
It was from some sort of wonderful twins.
When was the last article you think you read that wasn't just the headline? Because for me, it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think I've read an article in a long time.
I think it's not believable.
I think we can come up with one. Mm-hmm. I think a movie-based one is good.
Oh, like a fake movie trivia, maybe?
I'm thinking something like...
Did you know an E.T.?
What about this? Did you know... Oh, I don't know if that it matches up time. Did you know Eminem was nearly cast as Elliot in E.T.?
Whoa!
What do you think about that one?
That's pretty good. No, but I think it doesn't work because Eminem was like famously... He grew up in Detroit.
We know too much about his past.
What if you're like Eminem was nearly cast in the MCU or something?
Because Eminem does act.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. So you can kind of believe, you got to kind of set it at...
Do you know he was really Thor?
Well, what's a movie? Eminem's peak was like what? Like the mid-2000s or late
90s? Yeah, what was 8 Mile? Did 8 Mile come out in 2008?
Eminem was nearly in The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
1999. Peak of Eminem's fame.
Mm-hmm. What role did he nearly play in The Matrix?
Well, you don't have to say. I think that makes
it more
believable.
No, I think you do need to say, because that's the immediate follow-up.
Okay.
Neo.
Do you know what? You could say, like, maybe the Wachowski sisters loved Eminem.
Yeah. Mm.
And they were like, let's get him in. And they were just going to write him a role. Maybe they were going to write him a role. Maybe he could have played himself almost.
He actually did, and they cut it out. Did you know that? Eminem played himself in The Matrix.
It could have just been on, like, you know, a cutaway, someone else watching TV, and Eminem maybe says something to Neo.
Or could you even do, like, Eminem's, say, Lose Your... What's one of his songs?
Lose Yourself. Back Yourself.
Eminem's Lose Yourself, like, music video is in the background. Of somewhere in The Matrix.
I don't think it came out the right time.
Fuck.
But the earlier ones, the Real Slim Shady.
Yeah, the Real Slim Shady is somewhere in the background because the Real Slim Shady's got a lot of Eminem in it.
No, that's too easily look upable.
Yeah. Well, want it to be easy to look upable because you want the listener to believe it whole cloth, then take it to a party. Everyone's throwing out movie
because
facts.
No, this doesn't work. Because let's do the, what do you call it? Pretend where we do pretend.
Role play.
Okay.
You have the fact.
Okay.
Hi, Jackson. How are you?
Hey, we got to be talking about movie facts.
Hey, Jackson. Do you know any good movie facts?
Hey, Jackson.
Don't worry that I nearly called it movie facts.
That's
what I call movies. Anyway, is it any good movies lately?
Hey, I got a cool fact. I don't know if you guys know this. Did you know that the Eminem's Real Slim Shady music video is actually somewhere in the background of The Matrix?
Oh, really?
Where?
It's just like in the background of one of the shots.
Oh, cool. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to find a screenshot of it.
I don't know. I read it online. I read it in an article.
Because I'd be like, what shot?
Well, then you look it up, and then I'm humiliated, and that's the aim.
I think you need to try and trick people first. I think you need to do a near miss. Like, oh, did you know? Okay, do this. Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Did you want to know about movies? Do you know about Morbius?
Tell me about Morbius.
Sorry. Yeah. Did you know that Eminem was nearly cast as himself in the Matrix movie?
That's
like the
crazy.
First one.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Why was he going to play himself?
Oh, the Wachowski sisters just really liked him, and they wanted to get him in...
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, it was wild, right? They were just going to get him, like, playing himself or, like, maybe...
What was he going to be doing?
I don't know, it was like going to be on TV while Neo was walking past. He was going to say something to, I don't know, like suggest that it was
fake. How'd you find this out? Where'd you read this?
Oh my God, no, this TikTok from this person who like watches movies.
Okay.
Hey, do you guys want to know another movie fact?
Yeah.
Do you know that in E.T., the costume for E.T. stunk like rotting flesh? Did you know that?
That's a good one.
And all the actors had to like hold their breath while in the scene.
You know what's really good
and
about
Reese
that?
And Reese Witherspoon, no, what's her name?
Drew Barrymore
nearly fainted because
what?
Of the smell.
I think why that one really...
I learned that from Alexi Toliopoulos. good lie.
Why that one works is because people do, as a piece of movie trivia, talk about how the fact that the kid in the E.T. costume didn't have any legs. And that's why he could be in the costume and make it look believable. So people already have in their head something about the E.T. costume.
And he looks like he stinks.
Yeah, and it looks stinky.
Is his rotting flesh a good stink? I think so.
Yeah, I think it's a good stink. Or... Yeah, no, I think
or
that's...
bleach or something really chemically.
Yeah.
Acetone, maybe?
I imagine, if I'm looking at the E.T. costume, I'm imagining it smells like, you know when you first open like a new mattress or something and it just smells fucked up?
Yes.
And it's like too plasticky.
Or the
like
inside
the foam's
of a fridge.
Too... Mm. Yeah, like inside of a fridge.
And I think the way you can sell that if they're like, why, is you can be like, well, because somebody had, the boy playing E.T. had to be in it for so long that it just started to stink.
Oh, so the boy stunk up?
His sweat absorbed into the E.T.
costume.
That's
to the boy.
Yeah. So
although that's pretty funny that the boy was so stinky, they had to close down the set because of the stink.
Well, it's good as well because I think for a good lie that convinces somebody that they then bring up at a party to be immediately humiliated, they have to not quite remember it too.
Exactly.
So if they have to be like either the boy stunk or the costume, something like that.
Something, I can't remember exactly what it was, but something about the costume was so stinky. That needs to be like a result. Like they had to close down the set to visitors or something.
Yeah, or like they had to like remake of the E.T. costume or something.
Shut down production for a couple of days until they had to figure out. Yeah, that's it. They had to shut down production for a day because it got gradually so stinkier and stinkier. They shut down production.
That's why Harrison
for
Ford's
two days.
A cameo because he couldn't stand to be on set.
They called the Screen Actors Guild in and they were like, absolutely not.
What's the rules
not?
For stinking up the thing? Oh, we actually haven't got that in the bylaws anyway.
There's actually nothing written down.
They had to shut down the set to get official rules written up.
Yeah, and while costume had to de-stink the suit.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Okay.
I think,
so all shut up a second, listeners. Spread that lie as far and wide as you can. Keep it vague.
If you can't quite remember it, good.
Even better.
Good.
Put it on Twitter, and then I hope to see in maybe a year, maybe 2 years.
Someone says it back to you.
Or like I get a BuzzFeed list of things you didn't know about E.T.
Yeah. Did you know the boy in there?
Stunk like shit.
No. I don't want the boy to be stinky.
I don't want him either, but that's how it goes.
That's why people misremember it as a stinky boy.
Maybe put your own spin on it as well. Like maybe when they had to de-stink the thing, maybe you could invent the scent that they picked.
That's true. Absolutely.
What do you think the boy's favorite food was? It's like in Harry Potter where the slugs were flavored for Ron. You could be like, well, they had to stink up the suit good for the boy.
Yeah, that's
wait, were
true.
The slugs flavored
the
in Harry Potter?
The ones he throws up are,
What did they taste like?
There were a few different flavors.
Yeah.
No, chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross. I couldn't do that.
what flavor of slug would you like to vomit up?
Lemon?
Lemon, I feel like
it's
that's
fresh.
But it's so slimy. I feel like lemon isn't...
I feel like lemon doesn't work because it would sting the slugs. That doesn't
They're
quite...
Not
that doesn't
real
quite,
slugs.
Doesn't actually add up. Actually, logically, a lemon doesn't make any sense as a flavor for slug to throw up.
Well, they're not real slugs.
They're not real slugs.
I think you need something creamy.
Yuck.
I think you need a vanilla.
Milk. No.
Yeah, milk
flavored slug.
Yeah. Like the, but not actual milk, like the
like
flavor
a milk.
Milk.
Bottle,
like a milk bottle lolly,
yeah.
That awful, or like the white bit of a strawberries and cream lolly.
Do you
very
know what?
Powdery,
that actually suits the texture of a slug pretty
well.
Really,
yeah.
Sorry, I spoke too soon.
See, I was right. Creamy slugs. That's what you want.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as $5 a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
You made me with dancing, which is today's topic, right?
Uh-huh.
I remember...
Where are you going with this?
I knew a guy in high school. I've probably told this story before, but it is funny. He didn't know how to dance. So on the dance floor, he would just do gun reload animations.
Like animations?
Like from Call of Duty or whatever. So he would just mime reloading a gun in the middle of the dance floor, and then like,
did it pass?
Did he hold the gun after it was loaded?
Yeah, for a brief moment, and then he would reload it again. That was kind of part of the
dance. See, I reckon if you didn't hold the gun for a moment, that could almost pass as a dance. Because you're sort of doing something with your hands.
Yeah, you're kind of doing something with your hands.
Yeah,
and then and he would do multiple
fiddly.
Different guns too, so it would be, you know, sometimes longer, sometimes smaller. I think it passed because he was not dancing with the kind of company that cared.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it would have done passed in a club.
Mm.
But it passed for what we were doing. Hey. Dancing for nerds is funny.
Do you think that Fortnite's helped them?
I don't know.
Here's
the thing. Whenever I see a group of nerds dancing, no disrespect to nerds, but it often seems like
they're really firmly placing yourself outside of that group, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm like a freakazoid. I'm not a nerd. But it seems like
I think nerds are smart.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sort of more of an oaf.
Yeah,
but it always seems like they're, even though they're dancing, they're pretending to dance.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
It's too
what
put
is
on,
that?
Maybe.
Yeah, too self-conscious.
But also, I get it. I fucking hate dancing.
I love dancing.
Makes me want to throw up and die.
Get my body moving.
I don't know what to do.
I love dancing.
Shift around.
Yuck.
Wiggly woo.
Yeah. Nah. Let the music take you. Get sweaty.
Hey, do you guys, you talking about reloading guns and being embarrassing.
Mm.
Do you guys want to know something that is like one of the most embarrassing things that I think about in bed all the time?
Yes,
you know,
please.
Like sitting and looking at the ceiling and be like, oh, fuck, why did I do that?
So I would love to hear.
All right.
So, okay, quick backstory. It might sound like I'm bragging, but trust me, I'm not.
Okay. All right.
So I was at a party. I was probably 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Made out with a girl.
Nice.
The
nice.
Girl was super attractive.
Hell
again,
nice.
Not bragging. Then the next day, she was at my school, right? Then a couple of days later or a week later, walk past her at school, and I'm like, shit, what do I do? What do I do? It's awkward. So I winked at her.
Oh.
And she... loved it.
Okay.
Right? Full on, like, blushed and went like, hee hee hee.
Oh, that's
full on
good.
And I was like, fuck, I'm so fucking cool. It was unreal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds
one
great.
Of the best moments of
still
my life.
Still not bragging?
Full. No, but just wait. Because then, next time I saw her, I winked again. Not the same effect.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, huh, okay.
Yeah, it didn't have the same. Mm.
Then, maybe the next five times after I saw her, I would pretend to shoot her with a gun. And I would go, bang, 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 really loudly. And it was so, I don't know.
What was the
why?
What did you think you were doing?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
Five times?
Did you get a good reaction at the first
no.
time?
What happened on the first
What did she do? Was it like when you teach a dog to pretend
didn't
to
do anything. Didn't talk to me.
That's awesome.
I remember I was crossing the road once. I was like fully in public after school.
Yeah.
I was with a group of friends. She was with a group of friends. And I ran after her. Bang, 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 bang. I then kept walking and I heard her go, he keeps doing that. And then I thought, damn, why am I doing that? That's fucked.
Was that the one you stopped at?
That was the one I stopped at. Okay. I was like, hey, that's so... And then I was with my group of friends and they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, God, let's please not talk about this. Let's
So hang on, after the first time you knew the bang, bang, bang,
bang. By the way, like, fully yelling.
I love the escalation from a wink to shooting.
To be like, wink once, that worked. Wink twice, didn't work. Okay, I'll change it up. Bang, 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 bang. Didn't work.
Maybe I'll try it four more times. Getting louder and louder. Anyway, I think about that all the time.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
She was really nice, too.
She'll remember you, though. Surely.
Oh, yes, she will. I think she probably will.
Fuck, that's great.
Anyway, you want to know some dancing history?
Yeah.
Actually, Cass, you do some dancing facts because I'm choking on my own spit over here.
All right. My favorite fact about dancing is... Well, I love it a lot. It makes me feel good. It makes your whole body feel nice. Everyone should do it every day. I think it is.
Yeah,
it makes your life better. But then I was like, well, why do some people think it's evil? So I was looking up why some religions think dancing's evil.
Is that a thing? I didn't realize what religions think it's evil.
According to this man on...
The religion from Footloose.
Well, some cultures do find it illegal. Yeah. Find it illegal.
I find that illegal.
I actually find this illegal. Can we stop? Shut up. Okay, now I told you guys this in confidence, okay?
This is just between the three of us.
This one's a secret. Anyone who's listening isn't allowed to tell that story. You have to tell the E.T. story instead. About the stinky boy, not the foolish boy.
And also, by the way, if you're 16... Stop doing stuff.
Pack it in.
Don't worry about it.
You're not doing anything good right now.
And it'll be fine. Yeah. You will be fine. Just dial it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're a drama kid. Yeah. You know who you are.
You'll figure it out. The thing is, if you're a drama kid, you'll either figure it out or you'll live like this forever.
Yeah.
Make that choice.
Oh, man. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
I'm telling you, brother.
I don't want to be living like that forever. God, no. You got to shed that, brother. You got to shed that.
Actually, and you'll grow beautifully.
Yeah.
And this time in your life will teach you so much.
That's true.
Only if you... Learn, though. That's changed my life.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's so really good.
I don't think I've told anyone that ever.
That's
The last time I uttered anything about that was the last bang. That was the last time.
That rules.
Okay, anyway, why do some people find dancing illegal?
Yeah.
So according to Southern Baptists, body-to-body contact is considered sexually exciting. So doing anything linked to
that's right.
They're not wrong,
It doesn't matter if it's platonic. It could invite or tempt sexual sin, either in doing something bad or even just having the thoughts of lust.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you even move your body... That could invite someone to have impure thoughts about you. It could invite you to have impure thoughts.
If I start dancing like a slut.
Well, that's the thing. You start dancing.
Everyone's thinking about
sexy.
Your hole.
Yeah. Hey, man, just think about your hole right now. That's a good text.
Hey, brother, just think about you and your hole.
Okay.
Hope you're well.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Hole check.
Hole check. Yeah. How's your hole? It's good.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
That was it?
Yeah,
that was it. Oh, okay. Some cultures also find music evil, especially if it's upbeat.
Is it because it does the same thing?
Drums, yep.
Gets us horny?
No, drums are illegal.
Drums are horny, though.
Drums are, yeah.
Drums are horny. Because that's how you get, you know, that rhythm. Gets you going.
Maybe that's of the devil.
They
weren't really specific about why the drums were evil.
Okay.
I get it, though.
It's banging.
Well, because a drum you can sort of booty shake to or whatever, you know? You can thrust along to a drum.
Yeah,
to a trombone.
Throwing it back to the womp womp.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, here's more further.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
John 2:16 says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes.
I thought that was someone's username.
So, in a way, yeah.
On Reddit, John 2:16.
Yeah, but you're right, in a sense.
John 2:16 on Quora.
Yeah, I'm obviously on Quora.
Yeah.
For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. And according to user Albert Bajitza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The Bajitza?
Sorry, Bajitza.
Okay, Bajitza. Excuse us.
My mistake. Basically, when it feels good, don't do it.
Classic. If it's going to get you horny,
yeah, if it, feels, if it feels good, probably bad for you. Yeah.
It's fun. It's a sin.
It is funny, by which I mean kind of horrible, but that back in the day, we were like, everybody is too horny. You know what I mean? Everybody, we got to stop it. The horniest levels are up here at all times.
Yeah.
Remove everything. And then these days we're like, nobody wants to fuck really. You know what I mean?
They keep coming out with all these studies being like, we're just not fucking each other as much.
Back the thrill day, is gone. It's not, people aren't so like, don't do it, it's naughty. Yeah. So it's not like, ooh, it's like, hey, screw if you want. It's like, nah, I want to play Xbox.
I don't know if I want, though.
I want to go on my phone.
Also, that's good.
Back in the day, now they're like, well, I don't know if the female G-spot exists or whatever. Back in the day, they're like, that vase, it's too horny a shape. Get it out of her bedchambers. She's going to go fucking crazy.
I can see the outline of her ankles. I'm going to chop off my own dick now.
What happened to us?
Should we bring it back? Chopping off dicks?
Yeah.
But only your own dick.
Yeah, only your own dick. Well,
what about stretching the foreskin, tying it off like a balloon?
I think that's awesome. I remember reading somebody, speaking of, we were talking about this on episode or pre-episode? Somebody
pre-episode.
That's right. So to when they come after ejaculating.
Sorry. No, that's the same thing. What do you mean?
When they come after they ejaculate? Is this some kind of come to? I don't know about. There's a sequel to Jizz?
When they ejaculate.
Introducing Jaws. Oh, I should have said Juzz. Juzz is better.
I was reading about somebody who, for cleanup, they just squeeze their foreskin.
Oh, no.
And come into the foreskin so it blows up like a balloon. And then they go to the toilet and just blip.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I don't have a foreskin, but I'm too scared to try it.
I don't know if my foreskin's big enough to do that while I've got a full boner.
Yes, me too. Good point. I didn't even think
of
that.
If it was soft, easy. Foreskin for days.
Inches
of that sucker.
Seven skin.
But while you're high, there's too much real estate
taken up. Yeah, not enough room. Yeah, that's
by the
true.
Dick.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how he did it. I don't know.
You got to come while you're flaccid.
You got to come while you're flaccid.
That's how you
juzz. Which you can do. Have a little juzz.
Okay, do you know about Dancing Mania, Jackson? I'm sure you do.
I do know about Dancing Mania.
Do you know about it, Cass?
I've seen Jackson do it.
So basically, from about the 7th century until the 17th century, so a good 1,000 years, people in Europe would go crazy together and dance for sometimes weeks at a time, and no one still to this day knows why. But it's really well documented, so it pretty much...
definitely happened.
It definitely
just
happened.
Like, what was
There's
it?
Just no
explanation.
Fuck. I was going to say exclamation. There was some exclamation, I would imagine, but no explanation.
Is it one of those things where all we have is what people wrote down and people are annoying? They're like, I was literally dancing for 3 weeks, but everyone was like, wow, we danced for like a week straight.
Yeah.
And like, if everyone's talking like that...
Then we're like,
If we all had a sleepover... Okay. And which, who's to say, it might happen.
Yeah, we should.
We all have a sleepover. And
what are you
just
doing tonight?
Nothing
at this stage. Nothing at this stage. We all have a sleepover. We stay up till like 4.
Yeah.
A.M.
And then the next day, I'm telling people about it. And I'm like, oh my God, we stayed up all night.
Mm. Yeah, and okay. Then, you write that down.
And then I'm talking about that, and then you guys hear me talking about it.
And the one guy in the town who can write. Because they were up for 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then in the present day, they hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody was...
We stayed up until morning, but then we did go to bed, but we did stay up all night.
Mm.
I like our theory is just like people danced a bit.
Yeah.
And lied.
Well, a bit, yeah. It seemed to have stopped abruptly in the 17th century. Like it was happening sort of fairly regularly, historically speaking, and then just bang. No more mania.
What changed?
Like, well, no one knows.
Was it that we stopped talking about it like you were saying, Cass? We were like, hey, if you just tell the truth or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, guys, can we... Come on.
That's enough.
It's been 1,000 years of you lying to me.
Yeah.
There was a really famous one, the Dancing Plague of 1518.
Yeah.
In Strasbourg, in what is now France.
Oh, yeah.
Where people, they reckon they... Because it's the past.
Yeah.
They're like, it could have been anywhere between 50 and 400 people dancing for as many as 3 or 4 weeks. And maybe hundreds of people died, but also there's no record of anyone dying. What a useless... Who cares? Burn all the records. Let's forget about it. Let's move on. A really popular theory of why is that... It's ergot poisoning, which is it's a kind of fungus gas.
That's when you win an Emmy and a Grammy and an Oscar.
Yeah, only very few people have. wait, what's her fucking name? From Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoa, Whoopi does have it.
I was thinking like Willy Goldberg or something. I couldn't think of Whoopi, which, fair enough.
Yeah. So people got these from bread, right?
So basically it's like a fungus that grows on some kind of wheat or rye or something, and it has psychedelic substances in it. But that theory basically makes no sense at all, and that's probably not why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just because you got high on something doesn't mean
you're going to dance.
You have to dance for
3 weeks.
And
then everyone's going to dance.
And then also it wouldn't last for 3 weeks, I don't think. And also people don't react exactly the same way to the same drugs.
Okay, are they saying that there was like a spot that people were dancing at, or were they saying that like for 3 weeks, every single person in the town was dancing for 3 weeks straight?
So like they all found each other and danced for a bit.
So
and happened heaps.
Is this just a bush stuff where people could dip if they needed?
Yeah, like
I guess
probably if it's like it could be 50 or 400 or whatever.
Yeah,
probably it was just a big party. Well, party's just not that normal. Like,
maybe.
Are they just a bit weird? So they're like, the party. Well, hey, a four-week party is a long party.
Like, if I hear that, like, someone set up a bush doof down the street.
Yeah.
And all I've got to do all day is make bread, and I make bread, and I'm like, my bread's made. I'll go party. And maybe I party overnight, and then I come in, and someone who worked the night shift at the flour mill, I don't know what the jobs were.
No, you nail it.
Yeah, comes in, they're like, well, I've got some free time now, I'll dance.
Yeah.
Like, maybe because we didn't have industrialization, people worked at different hours, and we could have actually had
people
thousands
consistently
of years.
Dancing for... Yeah.
But then wouldn't the people dancing be able to explain it?
You would think so. But here's a classic question when you're talking about a historical mystery. When did people start talking about it?
I don't know.
It's always like, this happened, and then you find out that the first recorded, like... Or, like, the first time we find somebody talking about it was, like, 400 years after the...
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, okay. So I think it's, like, the same with King Arthur, where, like, they're like, oh, yeah, somebody mentions a British king called, like, something like Arthur or whatever. Mm. But they're like, yeah, but that was 200 years after it happened. So.
Yeah, right. So someone just got it wrong.
It could just be, like... Be like, oh, yeah, kids, we used to have these big parties. We'd all dance for 3 weeks straight because you're trying to make yourself seem cool to your grandkids. And then your grandkids grow up and they're like, your parents told you that story too? That was wild.
Yeah, that was wild
that they
Did
had
you know
dance
that
parties for
hundreds
3 weeks.
Of people died from dancing to death?
It's literally what we were talking. We're trying to do with the stinky fucking M&M costume.
Stinky M&M
costume. Do you know that the yellow M&M stinks?
He smells like shit, dude. And the red M&M can't be on set with him for more than half an hour. Too disgusting.
Okay, well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Jackson, you are on other podcasts.
That's true.
Thanks for coming on.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Head to @shutupasec if you want to see the picture of the goo.
Yeah.
And let us know what the goo is.
Yeah, what the fuck's this goo?
What the fuck is this goo?
What the fuck is the goo?